Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, good morning. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today's topic is the infinite variety of souls, or the massive number of differences between each other as Christians, and how we can all be members of one body that's in Christ Jesus. Before we get into the wonderful variety that God has built into his church, let us pray. Father in heaven, we need to hear your word and we need to hear it clearly. I pray for anointing. I pray for grace. I pray that you will help us to understand your word today, to the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's look at a passage in 1 Corinthians 12. There's a lot in 1 Corinthians 12. I'm just going to look at a few verses. So we'll start at 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12. For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Okay, so it says the body of Christ, that's the church, is not one member, but many. We are not all the same. Some person is an eye, a hand, or a foot, and we're all very necessary. You see, when you look at Christians, you find all kinds of different denominations, different beliefs, some of which are right and some of which are wrong. So all different manners of organization and all kinds of gifts within the body of Christ. Earlier on in this passage of 1 Corinthians 12, it says, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and the variety of ministries, and the same Lord, and there are varieties of spiritual effects, and the word there is energies. There are varieties of energies and workings of God, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And then it goes on to say how. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge according to the Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. So you see, God is giving to you individually a special manifestation of himself, a sort of spiritual career, so to speak. He's giving you a pathway to exercise your new man, or your new woman, because you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So he's made you individual. He's made you to be a special manifestation of God, a special person for this age, this time, and this place. And that doesn't just include things that you do at church, as if one person's an usher and another's a pastor. It includes your secular career. So God may have made you to be a bookkeeper, and you might really rejoice in bookkeeping and keeping those numbers straight, and that's God's gift to you, is to be an orderly person who likes numbers and who can help companies keep their books in order and make sure that people are paid and bills are paid and invoices are dealt with and all these kinds of things. And so this person who's a bookkeeper has been equipped and created by God to use QuickBooks or Ledgers or whatever they use to get the result that God wants, because God wants an orderly world. He's a God of order. So that person who God has made to be a bookkeeper is probably not going to be made to be, say, a Christian counsellor. They are different callings. So the Christian counsellor is a good listener, but mightn't be terribly good at mathematics. So we find that there's an enormous number of people that God has gifted, and we don't all have to work in the church or missions or something like that. We can just do our day-to-day work as unto the Lord. And God's given you a personality, he's given you gifting, he's given you professional skills, he's provided you with an education, he's put you here in America where education is readily available, and you're to use all the opportunities before you so that you can faithfully do good in this world. And that good can be at church as a pastor or an elder or a deacon or a worship leader, but the good can also be being an ambulance driver or a policeman or a fireman. Those people are doing good in the world. Now, God doesn't want you to be dishonest. He doesn't want you to be selling products that are absolutely useless or which are far above the value of the product or which are even immoral. You know, we don't want Christians selling these cable channels that are full of immorality. So your work, if it's good, honest work, can be of the Lord and to the Lord, as it says, do your work as unto the Lord. Your daily work that these Roman slaves and other slaves were doing in their time, they had no choice about the work they were doing, but they could still do it as unto the Lord. So you are part of God's variety. God has made you a unique person in many ways. He's given you a uniqueness in your age, your physical stature, your intellect, the country you live in, the culture you hold to, the church you go to. There's many little things that make you different from everyone else. And God has put that difference in your life so that it will reflect the gospel in some way. If you are in the ministry, that's fantastic. That's great. God has called you to that. It's a terrifying responsibility because you are under stricter judgment, as it says in the book of James. Let not many desire to be teachers because they're under double judgment. So all of us have this place as God's children, God's sons and God's daughters to bring about God's kingdom. Now, what's God's kingdom? God's kingdom is the way that God rules through people, through men and women and through the church and through institutions such as Christian schools he's created to make Christ manifest on earth in this way or that. And so God's kingdom is God's rule in human hearts and human institutions so that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, are you helping God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? If you're a Christian nurse and you're helping in a hospital and God's will is healing, God's will is wholeness, God's will is that people should be fixed up when they're sick, and that's pretty obvious from the Bible because Jesus was very concerned with healing. So if you're a Christian nurse and you're doing your job absolutely professionally, then you are helping God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And since you're part of God's uniqueness, part of your uniqueness is your nursing training. And you should seek to do all that you can to be a fantastic nurse. If there's some sort of extra training you can do, or you can do a master's degree or a specialization or whatever nurses do, I don't know much about nursing, but whatever you can do to improve yourself professionally, to do God's will better and at a higher quality, well, that is something that God will applaud because you're helping God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if you're a policeman and you're going out and you have to arrest people and it seems rough and it seems tough, yet God's will is that there shall be law and order, that the wicked will be driven out of the land. We see that all through the Old Testament and especially in the Psalms. And you are part of God doing his will on earth as it is in heaven by arresting the bad people and enforcing the laws of the land and doing your paperwork in order and making sure that everything is honest and straight. For righteousness is very, very important to God. And so you're part of God doing his work through you to make sure that law and order and peace and safety is around America. So as God works through you, you, just like the nurse, need to have professional skill and to be the best possible policeman you can be unto the Lord. And that's your unique place in this world, is to be someone that does that. You don't have to be a bad policeman in order to take time off to do Bible studies during work hours. That's not what God has intended for you. You're to be the best possible policeman you can be. And if you can do some Bible study along the way, if it's a quiet time, then go ahead and do that. But first of all, make sure that the law of the land is being obeyed in your area, because God has given you that unique thing to do, and you're to do that first and foremost. So God has a calling on your life. He has a gifting on your life. And there are many kinds of people, yet we're all part of the one body. We're all part of the church. You can't go off and just be an isolated Christian and say, okay, well, I'm really good at Bible teaching, so I'm going to ignore all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to ignore the church administrator. I'm going to ignore the pastor. I'm going to ignore the lay Christians who have jobs and do them unto the Lord. I'm just going to go off and I'm going to be sulky and just going to Bible teach all on my own. That is a terrible way to live. We are part of one body. We have one Lord, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. And we're to fit our gifts into God's will here on earth, which happens through his believers, through his church invisible. So You are to get along with your brothers and sisters, get three or four friends and pray about your work, your life and your family, and get along with that and do your work unto the Lord. Now, if you're just a homemaker, and I shouldn't say just a homemaker, that's a terrific job on its own, raising children in the fear of the Lord and providing for them and helping them, making sure they're healthy and happy and well-educated and everything else, that is a terrific job as well. And so everything works together, and people have their unique place. They have the children they have to raise, which are unique. But we all work together as one great Christian community. So someone who's a plumber may go over to the house of someone who's a homemaker and say, look, I can see your drains are clogged, and help that person. And each of us helps one another with the burdens that we have in life. So we are to be one body, each contributing our gifts to the building of Christian community around the world, not just during church hours, but after church hours. You might help someone in your small group or your life group to do better in life. You might have resources. You might have financial resources. So you give to the person that is poor and struggling, and you lift them up out of their terrible situation, because you're the hand, you're the person that can help them up out of that situation. Now, in our gifts, in our uniqueness, in the infinite variety that is in the body of Christ, we trust one another at our point of strength. So people trust me to be a Bible teacher, and they'll trust someone else to be a worship leader. The worship leader can sing well and I can teach well, but don't reverse the roles. I don't want to be the worship leader at all, and no one would want me to be. So we trust each other at our point of strength. We trust the plumber with plumbing. We trust the nurse with nursing. We trust the engineer with building the bridge. We trust the pastor with taking care of the flock, and the evangelist with finding the lost and helping them to find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and discipling them in the faith. So we trust each other at the point of strength. It might be in prophecy, in prayer, in knowledge, and in wisdom. But each of us is a part of the body of Christ, and each of us needs to work together. For the body of Christ is not one, but many. We are many, and we need to get together and work together and be unified together. Instead of fighting one another, and someone says, well, everyone has to be an evangelist, but the body of Christ is not one, but many. And if everyone was an evangelist, it would not be many, it would be one. And if I was to say that everyone had to be a Bible teacher and insist on that, I would be contradicting it, because the body of Christ is not one. It's not all Bible teachers. It's many. It includes many different people with many different gifts. One has a gift in this area and the other has a gift in that area. So we are to acknowledge one another's differences and trust one another at our point of strength. And that will bring us into unity, unity of the Spirit, unity in Christ, unity to love one another across cultural boundaries, whether you're Anglo or Hispanic or African-American or Korean or Filipino. We love one another across our cultural boundaries because we're all one in Christ Jesus, whether we're Jew or Gentile, slave or free, whether we've got tons of money and running the show, or whether we're just struggling along in life. We love one another because of an infinite variety of souls. We're all part of the body of Jesus Christ. We've all got a place in heaven. We've all got a place in that body of Christ, and we're to function there. So stop envying other people and just rejoice in what God's given you to do, and do it as unto the Lord with fullness of heart and rejoicing. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.